Adam, I'm always intrigued by national perception. I know with our connection, you follow Texas from afar for a number of years. But what is the overall national perception, your perception, of the Houston Texans with Bill O'Brien in charge and Rick Smith as GM? What's your perception?
John, they are on their way up. Bill and his staff did a phenomenal job. Romeo Crennel on defense. You know, people thought Romeo should have retired before he took that job. And it was tremendous his first year, especially with all the injuries they had to go through. I think that Bill did the best he could with the quarterback situation that he was given. Obviously, when you have a healthy Arian Foster, they're a much better football team. There's some things that need to be fixed, and they've got to get better depth at certain positions. But I think they're on the rise. But the thing for them is to get more consistency from the quarterback position. Until they do, they cannot be an elite team. You can't win without a very solid quarterback. It just can't be done. So, John, going forward, that's something they've really got to get fixed. But I like what they did in last year's draft. J.J. Watt is arguably one of the top three defensive players in the league. So you have him on defense to build with your front three. And, linebacker, Brooks Reed's a free agent. Cushing's come back from an injury. They got to get better depth on, really at linebacker. Secondary, Kareem Jackson is up. We'll see if other players behind those guys get going to step up. But I think overall, this team is on the rise.
We talked to Greg Cosell a little bit the other day, and obviously his connection with NFL Films, he's seen everything. You lived in that area and live in that area of Philadelphia where Reggie White made his name. And that was the name, stylistically, not the exact same player, but stylistically, that's the player that he compared J.J. Watt to. Is that where you would go with that? I'm sure you watch Reggie White a lot.
Where Greg and Jaws I've learned the game from. Because of the way they move J.J. Watt around, it's hard for teams to kind of figure out where they're going to put him. And that's the beauty of J.J. Watt. You can line up the nose, 5-3-7-9 technique, any way you want to do it. And he can drop. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the guy's a phenomenal football player, and the Texans Rick Smith, who did a great job of evaluating him and drafting him. Because not everyone, believe it or not, they'll say now that they were sold on him. Not everyone in the league was sold on J.J. Watt. Yeah. Weren't sure, should he be a 4-3 D tackle? Should he be a 4-3 N? Should he be a 3-4 N? Where you line him up? You line him up everywhere. That's what you do. And Reggie White, line him up everywhere. And J.J. Watt has changed the game. The reason why he got that $100 million contract, he's a game changer.
Little question in that, and there's a little question. This is one of the best insiders you're going to find anywhere. You see him on ESPN, ESPN Insiders. He's all over the place. He's Adam Kaplan. Adam, appreciate your time.
Thank you.